Shalom, brethren. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of May, 2021. And on the Hebrew calendar, is the 24th day of the Hebrew month called Iyar. Hallelujah. Iyar is the month of reward, recompense, and restoration. And we only have 3 days left of this month. Today is also the 40th day of the Omer count. So we are still counting the Omer from Passover to Shavuot, Pesach to Shavuot. Today is the 40th day of the count. Hallelujah. So what does this mean? It actually means that today is the ascension day of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today we celebrate the ascension of Yahushua. Happy Ascension Day, brethren. Happy Ascension Day, for this is the correct day on the calendar, on Yah's calendar, that we celebrate his ascension. It is not, commanded anywhere for us to do this, but it is really good to be able to do so, because it's also the day on which we are to go on a 10-day very special retreat in the upper room with Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. We are meant to be in the upper room praying, waiting on him to pour out the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, upon us afresh. So this 40th day is a very important marking, because it leads us through the final preparation for Shavuot, Pentecost. On this day, in the Acts of Apostles chapter 1, Yahushua spoke to his disciples as follows. Hallelujah. He said to them in verse 9. No, hold on. I think I've got to the wrong chapter. Bear with me, brethren. So let's read from verse 6. Verse 6 says, hold on, brethren, just a minute. Right. Verse 6 says, actually, let me read in the complete Jewish Bible. It says, when they were together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore self-rule to Israel? He answered, you don't need to know the dates or the times. The Father has kept these under his own authority. But you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh comes upon you. You will be my witnesses both in Yerushalayim and in Yehuda and Shomron, indeed to the ends of the earth. After this, he was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. As they were staring into the sky after him, suddenly they saw two men dressed in white standing next to them. The men said, you Galileans, why are you standing staring into space? This Yahushua, who has been taken away from you into heaven will come back to you in just the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned the Shabbat walk distance from the Mount of Olives to Yerushalayim. The Shabbat walk distance. From the Mount of Olives to Yerushalayim. After entering the city, they went to the upstairs room where they were staying. The names of the emissaries were Kepha is Peter, Yaakov, who is translated as James but is Yaakov, Yahuchanan, that's John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas is Thomas, Bartholomew, it's meant to be Ben Talmai, but they wrote Aramaic here, so he's the son of Talmai. Then Matityahu, Matthew, Yaakov Ben Halfai, so that's the second Yaakov. Then there is Shimon the Zealot and Yahuda Ben Yaakov. These all devoted themselves single-mindedly to prayer, along with some women, including Miriam, Yahushua's mother, and his brothers. During this period, when the group of believers numbered about 120, Kepha stood up and addressed his fellow believers. I think I'm going to stop here, brethren. The whole point is verse 9. Verse 9 says, and after saying this, Yahushua was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. So today is the day we celebrate this that happened, you know, in history, in biblical history. Hallelujah. So we praise Yahushua. We praise Yahushua because when he ascended into the heavens, according to Colossians chapter 2, he was highly exalted above all things. Hallelujah. It says that he gave up everything and then he became highly exalted. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Yahushua, we thank you for this day. We give you praise, Lord, and we pray that even as we start this 10-day waiting on you, that you will bless it and sanctify it. You will give us the grace to endure and be consistent in the mighty name of Yahushua. We pray, Father, even as I teach, that your presence will be made manifest. Your sweet presence, your shalom will be made manifest. Yahushua, I pray that you use my lips to minister to your people. I submit my thoughts to you. I take captive of my thoughts and I command them to be subjective to your word. I pull down every evil imagination that stands itself above your will in my life and the lives of your people. In the name of Yahushua, I tear down every such evil imagination. I set it ablaze with the Holy Ghost fire.
In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, let every stronghold be pulled down and destroyed with Holy Ghost fire. Let every evil imagination against me, against your word, Father, let it be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Yahushua, let your presence shield us. Let the blood of Yahushua saturate these audios and sanctify them to your glory. Let me decrease as you increase in the name of Yahushua. For I choose to die to self. I choose to decrease as you increase through me in the name of Yahushua. Oh, Father, I commit myself into your hands. Have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Let our hearts be like the fertile soil that receives your seeds in the name of Yahushua. We pray that this word will bear good fruit in our lives in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So, brethren, we carry on. Today is the 40th day of the Omer count, Ascension Day. It's a very special day on Yah's calendar. It is the day on which the Savior of the world, Yahushua HaMashiach, ascended into the heavens and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, Yahweh. He is Yahweh, although his name was translated as Yahweh. Some other people call him Yahuwah, and others call him Jehovah. But it is Yahweh. That is his original name, Yahweh. And this is the name that was written on the staff of Moses, which is the very staff that was given to Adam to dig the ground when he was banished from the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. The staff was passed down the generations, and eventually Moses got a hold of it, and Yah used it to do many miracles. When Moses was leaving the earth, Yah took the staff with him. He didn't allow it to be passed on to anybody else after that. So the name Yahweh is a very special name, and within that name you get the name Yahushua. So Yahweh says that his son's name is within his name. Without the father's name, Yahushua is just Ushua. That's it, Ushua. So the name Yahushua bears his father's family name, which is Yah. They are a family unit, just like we are on earth. And that is where the idea of family came from. Hallelujah. Just, you know, Yahushua has a heavenly mother who I know many people still struggle with the truth, but the truth cannot be changed. The Holy Spirit is our heavenly mother. This has been concealed by the devil in various ways, and this is why it's very difficult for people to get it. But the Orthodox Jews know the truth because they speak Hebrew, they read Hebrew. So you can't understand this with a Greek or Latin mindset, which is what the Bible was written in, you know. You have to go back to the Hebrew scriptures to get it. The evidence is all over the scriptures. But this is not the time for that. We're celebrating Yahushua's ascension. This is the only official day yearly. It's the 24th day of the month of Iyar. Every other one is a counterfeit. So as we understand, on the Gregorian calendar,
the Ascension Day is celebrated on a different day. I think probably it's going to be next week on Thursday. Or they will probably celebrate it on a Sunday. I don't know. But the Catholic Church decided to put it on a different day of the year to match up their own days that are Babylonian, you know, days. But the official day that Yahushua left that we are to remember and celebrate every year is the 24th day of the Hebrew month called Iyar, which is the month of restoration, the month of reward, recompense, restoration. Hallelujah. It's interesting that in this same month, we read the Torah portion about Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement in the future, it is that very day that Yah will get rid of sin forevermore. It's Judgment Day. Hallelujah. Now, this is the day on which Yahushua's disciples went and stayed in the upper room of the second temple in Yerushalayim to wait on Yahushua's promise of baptism by Ruach HaKodesh. The promise can be found in John chapter 14. Also, when it comes to Yahushua's ascension, the main scriptures shared are Luke 24 verse 50-53 and also Acts chapter 1 verse 6-11. The main verse there being verse 9. So, and then Matthew 28:19 is a crucial one to quote as well, because he says it just before he goes up. He says, therefore go and make people from all nations into Talmidim. Talmidim is disciples, immersing them into the reality of the Father Yahweh, the Son Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, who is Shekinah glory, whose name is Shekinah glory, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I will be with you to the very end. I will be with you always, even until the end of the age. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. So he makes a promise, gives a comforting word for us to hold on to, so that we don't feel lonely, because, you know, him leaving is not easy to, it's not an easy thing to bear. He left a big hole, a big gap, you know, in the heart, because he is very special. He carries peace, he carries love, he carries heaven within him. So being with him is like being in heaven. So definitely this was a very sad day for the disciples. And I'm so glad that when he was leaving them, he said to them that they should go and congregate in the upper room of the temple. That was also comforting for them, because it just meant that when they dwell in his presence, they feel his presence, and they're comforted in that way. Much as it was also preparation for receiving the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So I'm going to stop here for this audio, because I think it's becoming too long. I'll continue in the next audio. Hopefully I can share everything that needs to be shared in the next audio. Shalom.